Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and welcome once again to Elevated Places. I am your host, Ava Muhammad. It is such an honor, such a privilege to be with you. Today is September the 11th, 2014, and as we all know, 13 years ago on this day was the attack on the World Trade Center in New York City, also the crash of, I think it was Flight 93 in Pennsylvania took place that day, and from that day to this, there have been profound revelations about what could have happened and what actually did happen, and there is a wide, wide spectrum. An abyss between many people who, many of us who feel that we are people of reason, have a lot of difficulty with some of the circumstances of September 11th, such as the 757 crashing into the Pentagon, leaving no evidence that it had done so. That's just one of countless issues that have been raised and demonstrated with evidence that would lead us to believe that what is presented to us as the actual facts are not that. Nevertheless, we do know that many innocent people died on that day. We know that the horrific, unthinkable acts of that day provided a base for then President George Bush to attack the sovereign nation of Iraq. The claims that were made and later proven to be absolute lies that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, that was a lie. And also an additional lie is the claim that Iraq was a threat to the United States of America. It never was, not then and not now. And so we're going to talk about it a little later today, but there's a very interesting article in the New York Times addressing the subject of ISIS being made in America. We've alluded to that, and you've heard it alluded to before, but we don't want to forget what is going on, that there is obviously a very strong anti-black racist sentiment among a large segment of the white population, but there is also a very obvious effort to resurrect, to arouse the anti-Islam sentiment that the Bush dynasty tried so hard to gain traction for. And this time around, it's not limited to Muslims in the Middle East and Africa, but it is also making its way right back here on these shores. And don't forget that from the time that Master Fadhrat Muhammad came here and the time that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad first stood up for Islam, there has been an effort, overt and covert, by the at least the shadow government of the United States of America to destroy Islam. We can't ever forget that. And so we are on the Thursday night Ask Dr. Ava edition of Elevated Places, and I'm pleased to be joined this evening. I think we're going to have a really enlightening and insightful discussion because there are many things in the news that we need to talk about, all of which are pretty stunning. Not only the issue of Islam and America's move toward war, the speech that President Obama gave last night. Then we have some developments in the murder of young Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, metropolitan area surrounding St. Louis. I want to thank openly Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, those of you that were able to listen in. We were granted another two-hour special edition of Elevated Places on WVON, and Sister Pamela joined Brother Ashad and myself. This is one of the Nation of Islam's brilliant attorneys, and she brought such insight into the history of St. Louis and all of these municipalities that surround St. Louis. There are about 90 of them. They make Mayberry look like New York City. These little towns where you might get stopped for a ticket and find yourself in jail for 3 or 4 days because you couldn't pay the ticket, and you might be in somebody's garage serving as the jail. But she gave us a lot of insight into Ferguson, which has a very toxic history similar to Sanford, Florida, where Trayvon Martin was murdered. So we're going to talk a little bit about some developments that have occurred in Ferguson in the case. And then last, and certainly not least, the case or the matter of Ray Rice and his wife, Janae, and what has been exposed to the public and what the NFL's response to it has been and is, and what is our take on that. So call us at 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091, and we've got people queuing up already, so we're looking forward to a very, very lively but also profound discussion. Brother Terrence Muhammad, my co-host, it is wonderful to have you on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And I want to greet also our contributor and analyst, Dr. Rizvi Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right. Good to have you both on, and know we're going to get a lot of wisdom coming from both of you. If we could start with you, Brother Terrence, I know there's a few things you want to update us on, and we'll go right into it from there.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, really, I want to get straight tonight right into the discussion. There's really not much to say, but it is something to say, you know, hip-hop started in New York, and then it grew and it grew and it grew and went to the West Coast, Midwest, and then, you know, lately ATL has just been, you know, off the chain with hip-hop. So, you know, it's interesting that ATL is gearing to have another blessing coming down its city this weekend. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of noise coming out of Atlanta this weekend. So it's not just the hip-hop that's coming out of Atlanta. It's going to be a lot of noise. So it's going to be a lot of bumping going on down in Atlanta. If you feel anything, shake is not the club. If you feel anything, rocking and moving is not the hip-hop coming out of Atlanta. It's that great, powerful representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, his student national spokesperson. Dr. Ava will be doing a women's only this Saturday coming up, you know, and just like the minister did the first women's only, or the one he did in Atlanta, she's going back down to mosque number 15 under the guide of student regional minister, Brother Abdul Sharif Muhammad. So it's going to be a women's only 3 o'clock this Saturday, and you cannot miss it. And then she don't just do it just a jab. She do a combination. So she's going to come back. She ain't going to just forget the sisters. I mean, the brother. She coming back and then doing to the whole mosque. So she will be speaking during the keynote this Sunday at mosque number 15 down in the ATL. That's Atlanta, Georgia, for those that don't know. So you do not want to miss this powerful lecture that she's going to give. And she's going to talk about it. I'm going to let it out because it's already been let out. It's a secret, but look, there's this book coming out, and there's this resurgence of loving yourself, loving how you look. Sisters are loving their naturally hair. So there's this book that's coming out called Naturally Beautiful. I don't know who wrote it. I think it was a sister named Sister Ava, but I don't know. But you need to be aware that in a couple of days, matter of fact, in a couple of hours, you're going to be able to get that book, Naturally Beautiful, and you don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about that book. You know, we already got some real love that you need to get, but Sister Ava also got that Naturally Beautiful, and you need to just learn about it, hear about it. Oh, I'm just setting it up. So when just like the – don't worry about the iPhone 6. Worry about Naturally Beautiful that's coming out. When that gets launched, iPhone 6 will just be put to shame. I'm just trying to let you know. So just get ready, get set, and we're going to push the go button in a second. But I do want to let you know that we want to everybody go back to watch the time and what must be done, because all of the things that we're seeing and watching, please do not take for granted the time and what must be done series by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Go to NOI.org or even YouTube and see all 58-week series, as well as if you see a brother or a sister walking around and you see this blue can say Economic Blueprint on it, go ahead and drop your 20s, your 10s, your nickels, your dimes into that can, because it's going to an Economic Blueprint that help us get land and to start building. As we watch a world go down, we will be starting to build our own communities and separate from a world of debauchery and stuff that's going on that's crazy that we're going to talk about tonight. But remember to tweet out. And you can tweet at Dr. Ava Muhammad and hashtag Ask Dr. Ava, hashtag Ask Dr. Ava. So we want you to call us. Call in tonight. Let's talk about Ferguson. Let's talk about the military. Let's talk about whatever you need to talk about. Just make it short. Make it quick. If you got domestic issues, keep that at home. But we want to have a good, lively discussion tonight. So turn it back over to you, Dr. Ava.
Well, thank you, Brother Terrence. That was phenomenal. Thank you so much. I'm trying to catch up with all that's happening, and I know Dr. Ridgely, we're going to get into ISIS tonight, because as you have kept us conscious and awake on the importance of the international aspect of what the enemy of our rise is doing, so that we don't get caught off guard, because this attack is going to be and is on two fronts, both domestic and foreign, and it is coming at us not only for what we are, which is black people, but what we believe, which is that there is one God whose proper name is Allah. There is an outright war, and clearly the plan is for President Obama to go out of office with this on his head, being the president really that ushered in the Third World War. So we're gonna want to deal with that. And so again, we got a bunch of people on. I'm on the board on my own tonight, and so I'm going to be calling out area codes as I go down the screen. So listen out for your area code so that you will know it is your turn to join the discussion. I do want to just share with us, and I think most of you have probably heard by now, that two contractors who were in Ferguson, Missouri on the day that Michael Brown was gunned down in the street by Darren Wilson. These two contractors were on a construction job, and they witnessed what occurred. They have already spoken with law enforcement, definitely with the FBI. They were able to capture some audio, at least, and some video on cell phone. And what is very telling is you can hear in the audio them talking to each other. They're basically shocked and stunned over what they just saw. And one of them said to the other, "He had his effing hands up." And this is what they witnessed and what they've already shared, that Michael Brown, young Michael Brown, had his hands up in the air when he was shattered with bullets. Yet and still, you have the same prosecutor. And, of course, we know that some of the protesters came out on I-70 to demonstrate against this bogus conflict of interest that exists with this prosecutor, something that would be rudimentary in any other situation, that this man should step down. And if he was too ignorant and hateful to do that, the governor should have sat him down. And again, it just shows the double standard for black people. But the media outlets say that there were more police out there than there were demonstrators.
Right.
And on I-70, so they brought that to a halt. So, you know, we're witnessing the complete dismantling of the U.S. Constitution to the extent that it was ever real to begin with. So I just wanted to open up with that.
And Dr. Avery, I'm glad that you brought it up. And I think one of the things that's good about this show is that, you know, we continue to bring coverage of things that are going on in our affairs. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talks about, you know, if the, you know, the same media that can make you is the same media that can destroy you if you're made by that media. And we know that the story will only live for some people if the mainstream media is promoting it and pushing it. So we have to, you know, along with our own Final Call newspaper and those that are conscious in social media and other shows that are out there, to make sure that this topic is on the mouths and the minds of people across the country, that we don't let it die down and let it go, that we can keep these stories and this thing that's going on relevant beyond. Just as some people have forgotten about Trayvon Martin, no one's wearing a hoodie, or some people have forgotten Oscar Grant or Sean Bell, but we need to lift these brothers' name up and keep them in the forefront until justice is served.
Yes, and well, you know, it's been reported that since Michael Brown's shooting, there have been 13 other young black males killed by the police
right.
in this country that we know of.
Right.
13
right.
in this short period of time since he was killed.
Well,
yes,
you know, they're trying to get us to jump so that they can do what they plan to do. What they plan to do was stopped by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with the Million Man March and to stop the killing tool that he did before the Million Man March and the men's only, when he went around the country to warn our young black men in particular that the government was planning to roll into the hood, into the black community, and shoot them down. Well, the Million Man March put a stop to that, but then they came back to destroy the spirit of the Million Man March. They came back with 911. which was a false flag operation to which gave the world an engram against Muslims, believing that Muslims had destroyed these three buildings and killed 3,000 people, when now the proof is that it was an inside job by the neocons and the U.S. government along with Israel that did that to use it as the excuse to attack Islam all over the world, and therefore to come back and attack us, because we don't carry weapons in the Nation of Islam, but our major weapon is our tongue. We have the truth, and that is very destructive to this system. So they are trying to have an excuse to take us down, to shut our mouths, in particular the mouth of Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So they're shooting our people down, trying to get us to jump. We have to listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and let him lead us through this valley of the shadow of death.
Well said. That's an excellent assessment. And so we're going to go to the phones, and I want the callers to know they can take up any topic that they wish, not only the three major ones we're going to talk about, but whatever is on your mind or whatever you want to ask about or comment on. So we're going to go to 678 area code. Assalamu alaikum. You are live on Elevated Places.
Well, like a salam, Dr. Ava, Brother Ridgely, and Brother Chances, Brother Keith, out of Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
ATL.
Oh, yeah, the one and only. But my comment is, for us, capitalism. I say all the time, capitalism is terrorism. So the economic system of America, with the yesterday economic blueprint, we raise all the money and we purchase all that what we need and we start producing things. Will it be the same economic system of America and weapons? Brother Ridgely brought the point that we don't, in the Nation of Islam, don't carry weapons. Will that change at any point in time due to the overt attack on us? Because, you know, there is no mystery God. So, you know, how will we protect ourselves if something like that happens? That's all I have to say. Assalamualaikum.
Thank you for that. And, of course, brothers, you can join in. But I know in Savior's Day, I think it was 2013, when he laid out the economic blueprint, he spoke very plainly about the it would be necessary to protect our territory. And so that, you know, absolutely, when the time comes, there will come a time that will, in circumstances that will necessitate arming ourselves. We have to protect our borders as any nation does. When I spoke a couple of weeks ago at Mas Mariam, this is why I took a moment to deal with the term territory and remind us that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said a separate state or territory. And I felt that the killing of Michael Brown, I don't know how any – the call was urgent when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad made the call. Master Farhad Muhammad came here to call us out of America, but it is more urgent than ever before. And so in the absence of a political and legal structure that would have the status of, say, a Massachusetts or New York or Georgia or Ohio, he is saying – let's start out with territory. In other words, land designated for us, where we exercise our rights. And if you go back and listen to the minister's message on that, he spoke specifically to the young people, especially these young brothers, gangbangers, et cetera, who, you know, if you want to fight, then protect something that is worthwhile, that is of value, and that is your woman, your children, and your land. So, yes, we absolutely will adjust when we are in our own territory.
Hey, Dr. Ava.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. As you know, the United States government, I don't see them in no time giving us any type of state or territory, because you got white folks always, all the time, speaking of secession or trying to secede from the current state they're in to create a new state or just completely separate it all. I heard Dr. Umar make a point of for us, the Republic of New Africa holds concept. He said the white man fought his own brother with the Confederate United States of America, so it would make you think he would give us that which he wouldn't give his brother. So, you know, what do you I don't see the enemy giving us anything for us, you know, giving
well,
us
first
separate...
of all, he didn't say give it to us. He said allow
no,
it.
He,
he
well,
said allow it. And allow...
Point.
Wait, no, but again, if it, let me finish. You know, you have to be civilized. We're civilized people. Okay? We're going to come to you intelligently in a civilized manner, but under no... in no way, shape, or form is it our position that if that doesn't happen, that it's not going to happen. It's called notice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's number one. Secondly, you have the fact that the United States of America, it's already broken up into states and territories. This has never been a united nation. It's always been a loose republic of states because when white people are by themselves, that's what they do. They kill each other. They are killers, okay? And so when they're not slaughtering us, you put them among, with each other, they're going to kill each other. But the thing that they have in common is the system built on white supremacy that America is. That is their organizing principle. But the time has come, and that's why Brother Terrence brought up the time and what must be done. You got to visit that again and study it because he deals with all of this. You'll hear him address this. I'm sorry?
I say, will we take it? Well, cause
yes, that's exactly what we'll do. That's exactly what we'll do. What did the Mormons do in Utah?
It was no one there besides Native Americans.
Don't say there was no one there. There was someone everywhere in North
America
when white people came.
I know that the Native Americans was in the state of Utah, but the thing about the Mormons, it was a movement. A leader saying we're going to do this. Yesterday, Marcus Garvey. Not necessarily about the Africa, but, you know, saying, you know, we should repatriate to Africa and build a black government settled in Africa or whatever. That's the only thing I see happening for us, you know, for us. Like, it's a separate state of territory.
Can I please jump in?
Go ahead, Dr.
Yo, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Number one, we already got countries in Africa that's controlled by the white man. You go over there right now and tell me which of them African countries is not controlled by the white man's economic system. You talked about capitalism, but do you really understand the international banking system that controls those countries?
Yeah, that's one thing.
Number two, hold it. Number two, we spend $1 trillion a year in America. Black folks do. We buy rims. We buy cars we can't afford. We throw it away. We drink it up. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and now the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, they say, pool our resources. America is for sale, in case you didn't know. You can buy anything you want in America. You can buy the presidency. You can definitely buy some land. That ain't no problem if that's what you want to do. But black folks don't want to do that because that means work. W-O-R-K. Work. And that's why we don't want no land, because we don't want to work. We can get land if we wanted to. Many of our black folks already have land that belong to their families. They don't want to go back to that land because it means W-O-R-K. So it ain't that we can't have a territory. We just don't want a territory, and that's why we need somebody to lead us in a right mind, like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because we're sorry as hell.
But thank you, Brother Keith. Go ahead, Brother Terrence.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in. There's a couple of things that we got to be very clear. And as you pointed out once again, the time and what must be done is not just a beautiful song. As the minister says, we take him for a beautiful song. All of the questions that a lot of us will answer, have been covered in the time and what must be done series. You know, we do have an army that we see and we don't see. The last couple of shows,
talked about our army and our military that will come into our defense once this government comes upon us. And I don't think a lot of us truly believe that and bear witness to that reality that's hovering above us that backs the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Also, I want everybody to be clear, because we in the Nation of Islam do not carry weapons, do not mean that we are weak punks and are not trained in how to defend. We do know how to defend, and those that are outside of the nation will call on us because they know we are the best security. But our security is not that of the military that we see, because we love our people. We go in our communities and clean up our communities with love. So I think a whole lot of conversations have to change, a whole lot of mindsets have to change. But I don't think none of us need to out-follow or out-jump who is in our midst guiding us through a system that is falling to get us safely on the other side. I think if we just keep focus on him, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, all of the questions, we will be gaining answers. But a lot of us want the outcome, and we haven't done the steps to get to the outcome. We refuse to do the steps that have been put before us in a collective manner to get to the objective in which we're seeing. Yeah, we know what this government is, but we also have a book called Fall of America, and we know it is falling. We just need to be in a position to do what is needed when that time comes.
Yes, sir. Thank you both, and thank you, Brother Keith. And you know, an additional point, because we could probably do this conversation
right
into tomorrow, but it's a great
right
question and a great conversation to raise. But what we have to understand to the both points that have been made by Brother Terrence and Brother Ridgely, it's on us. We you don't want to put up a wall and attribute to more power and intelligence to the Caucasian than is there. That's number one. Number two, understand that the overwhelming majority of white people would love nothing more than for us to establish a separate territory. Integration is a Jewish invention. There is
That's
no
right
such thing in nature as integration. We go over this all the time. We use the animal kingdom. We use every type of example that we can come up with to show our people that what we are doing in our effort to assimilate in the white society, nothing on earth could be more unnatural than that. But what you see on television with interracial marriages and families and everybody's the same, we all God's chilling and all that, that's Hollywood and that's a Jewish invention. It's politics without economics. It's symbol without substance. And it is not the Creator's will. It's the Creator's will for every people to go and do for itself. Do for self, but number one, as Brother Terrence said, the minister has laid this all out in the time and what must be done, and also in the Savior's Day 2013 message. And the reality is what Dr. Rizzi says, we don't really want this. That's the biggest the impediment. We'll worry about the white man if and when he comes to get in our way. He has not got in our way.
Come on.
Thus far, he is not. Why don't we step out there and see what he does? But let's
That's
not
right
worry about him. Let's worry about us killing each other. Let's deal with us husbands and wives, where the man knocks the mother of his child cold, unconscious. In an elevator. That's a problem for us.
Come on. That's right.
That we have to address. So let's deal with the problems in the house, and trust and believe when we step out, people will leave us
That's
alone
right
once they know that
That's
we're
right
serious. So we're going to go to the 901 area code. And welcome, area code 901. Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ava. This is Brother Hoya from Memphis, Tennessee. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes,
yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you very well.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to, you know, that was a beautiful topic. You know, I want to add to this, the chastisement of Master Rabbi Muhammad, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're going to give it up. You know, when we first started coming to the nation, say, I remember Brother Jabril came in one of our study groups, and he said, go in the best part of the richest part of the county and pick out a house. He said, they're going to be willingly giving you that land just to save their lives. So just
That's
like
right.
Brother Terrence said, we got an armor we don't see. Sister Ava and listening audience, and I want to let Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely.
There's
a situation. Yes, sir. I want to tell you all about Memphis, Tennessee. Did y'all hear about this situation with a flash mob? And they, I sent you, Sister Ava, the video, the text. But it was a situation where a group of brothers and sisters, young teenagers, they got what they call a flash mob, and they jumped on some children, but they only showed the white children. This was at a grocery store. This got major press. Alex Jones was talking about it. Even James Wood, the actor, trying to get Attorney General Eric Holder to make it a hate crime. But this flash mob thing, you know, this happened, one of the brothers in the nation is a police officer. It happened at two other malls, too. But they kept showing over and over and over the situation where a young boy was hitting the white boy. This upset James Wood, you know, white people all over. This was on Alex Jones' show. This was a major topic on Alex Jones' show. So I was going to tell you all that the district attorney here, even the upset white people, this was in a majority white area, she's trying to pass a bill where it would be justifiable for it would be deadly force used on teenagers. I'm going to give you, Sister Ava, email avaspeaks.com. I'm going to send you all the information, but this made national news. I just wanted to let you all know if the listening audience
okay,
didn't know about
that.
This.
I'm making a note right
yeah,
now. This, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And,
thank you, Brother Hoyle.
This situation, and this situation with ISL, you know, we all know this is, they're being, you know, trained, so this could be moved to Syria. This is a trick to be for Syria and Iran, you know, because all of them are being backed by the U.S. and Israel. And
that's right.
You know, this. So all of this is a trick. But please,
yes, sir.
If you can, just Google it. Google this flash mob situation that happened here in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, it's hypocritical that, you know, James Wood. Now, the police chief said that this is not a hate crime because it was three black people that got beat up, too. So they didn't declare it a hate crime, but here's
yes,
James
sir.
Wood trying to press
yes,
Attorney General Eric Holder. So just y'all check
okay.
it out. I know I'm going to give somebody else
all
a chance
right.
to call. But assalamu alaikum,
all right,
family.
Beloved. Well, alaikum salam. And
alaikum
I appreciate
yes,
the heads up on that. Yes, I want to go back quickly because Brother Hoyle made me remember. I don't want us to lose sight of it because I know once we open up this Ray Rice thing, we're probably going to go another
That's
direction.
Right, I'm ready.
I know you are. I just want to read from the New York Times. The article is entitled, "For many Iranians, the evidence is clear. ISIS is an American invention."
Come on.
Now, I'm just lifting a little bit, but study this, read this. I don't know how many times we need to bust the U.S. Government in lies before we stop acting like, you know, we're like Charlie Brown in the cartoon Peanuts. Every year for like 50 years, Lucy has lured him into kicking that football, and he every year she snatches it, and he falls on his behind. You know, I mean, it's just without fail. You know, but, you know, I just want you to listen to this real quick. ISIS, Iranian leaders have been saying for a long time, is made in the USA. A tool of terror intended by the world's superpower to divide and conquer the energy-rich Middle East and to counter the growing influence of Iran in the region. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has often said he believes ISIS was created by the United States to regain a foothold in Iraq and fight President Bashar al-Assad of Syria, an ally of Iran. We have evidence, he told an audience of clerics last week. Ayatollah Khamenei reminded them that al-Qaeda, a creation of the CIA, al-Qaeda, a creation of the CIA, Iran has said, and the Taliban were devised by the West as a counterweight to Iran. There is no doubt, the Ayatollah said, that these movements were created by the Western powers and their regional agents. His words, echoed by many others in Iran, have resonated on state television, the main tool for disseminating propaganda, and it is watched all over the country, as if NBC, ABC, CNN, and
come
blah,
on.
Blah, are not the same.
Come
That's
on.
My words. Going back to the article on Wednesday, now listen to this, y'all. Wednesday, they showed images of Senator John McCain, the hawkish Arizona Republican, at a meeting with the current caliph of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Quote, these say more than 1,000 words regarding the links between the United States and this group. Iranians are often the first to dispute rash ideological statements by their leaders, usually creating flurries of text messages and jokes in response. And there were some skeptical voices that could be heard. But the claim that ISIS is a creation of the Obama administration has gained wide traction here in Iran. From the Iranian viewpoint, shaped by their spotty exposure to Western culture, analysts say, creating a terrorist organization opposed to Iranian interests is the obvious thing for the superpower USA to do. Quote, these ISIS fighters remind me of American cowboy movies, said Mostafa Farmazian, an employee of the oil ministry. He saw clips of the Sunni fighters driving along the desert plains of Iraq and Syria like outlaws in the Wild West. They are performing the American dream in a faraway land, and their goal is to weaken us like they did the Indians.
Mm.
So there it is.
I like that article.
I knew you would love that, Dr. Reed.
I like that article. I got no comment.
Yeah, I think that just stands on its own, doesn't it? That, you know, that should be the end of the debate.
That's right.
And
I mean, like I told y'all, I heard on the news
that,
a couple of days ago. No, I heard
I mean,
on the news a couple of days ago.
We never heard of these people. We never heard of them.
Never heard of them. And then they said, well, the month they would be in England, then the month after that they would be in the United States. Well, how do they know they're going to be in the United States unless they're the one who's going to bring them here? Why don't they stop us if they know they're coming?
How would they get
all
in?
Shit. How they'll get in, you know what I mean? You know somebody's coming, and you'll let them get in. No, they're already here because you made them up. You're making them up. These are nothing but special forces
said,
people.
These are cowboys. You know, America projects itself through its own imagination, its own culture.
Right.
And this is what they have created. So we're going to go to 214. I think that's Dallas. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places. You are live.
Alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If we look at Ezekiel 37th chapter, it talks about the dry bones in the valley. 37:9, God says, Son of man, prophesy to the wind, breathe on the murdered. Son of man here refers to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. The dry bones in the valley means the mentally dead niggas in the ghetto. The four winds refer to angry white men looking at a nigga president and nigga millionaires in sports and in entertainment. Prophesy is what Farrakhan, the son of man, God made him to rhyme so that we could put them together. That's what Farrakhan is doing with his lectures, Stop the Killing, Black Youth in Danger, Black Youth, Toxic Waste, Mark for Removal, and the Million Black Men March, that the theme was atonement, reconciliation, and responsibility. In Numbers 21:6, God says, whoever doesn't listen to Farrakhan will be bitten and killed by fiery snakes. Angry white men is what that means.
Yes, sir.
Farrakhan.
Well, thank you, beloved. We don't have much time today because we got about 12 more callers.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I think you have put it down beautifully with Scripture. And it is actually happening right now. And if we continue watching, we'll see that every last person, every enemy that comes against this man with the name Farrakhan, which was never known before now, name Farrakhan, it's directly from Allah for this time, for one man. And coming against him, yes, you can expect the fiery hell as your abode. And thank you, beloved, so much. We're going to go to 310, and we've got 310's mic is open. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Thank you. Assalamualaikum, family. Yes, ma'am. This is Sister Angelita calling from Los Angeles, and I had to say that because I also want to identify myself as one who wants to separate. And Dr. Ridgely, I want to work hard to accomplish that, and God willing, soon. And I, this is amazing. It's a slick campaign on what they are calling more of an Islamic State instead of ISIS or ISO or whatever. And I think they are talking directly to us in the Nation of Islam. They don't intend to let us have an Islamic State, but is our God's intention to give us a state territory of our own. So we're not going to worry about how it's going to go down. We're just going to do like Brother Terrence said and make sure that we listen and watch the man and make sure we're busy qualifying ourselves. I wanted to ask you, Sister Ava, is there a difference between a town and a township? Because you really got me spinning. And funny, every time I mention that on your other show, I got cut off, but I won't go into that. But I want to know if there's a difference between a town and a township, and if you all know of these towns. I won't list them all. There are 13 in total. But Boley, Brooksville, Clearview, Grayson, Tallahassee, Vernon, Taft, these are towns in Oklahoma that are all black towns. Present day, there are 13 of them. There used to be 50 in Oklahoma, but I want to know if you all had heard of them, and I'm starting to do some research on them to see if it's a possibility for us. That is a territory. If not, we're going to create our own, but we're going to watch the man and wait for our instruction. Thank you, family.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And I'm going to have to look into it. I know there is a legal or political difference. I know that town is more of a vernacular term, you know, where we just in conversation. And it's really generally short for township. And when you have a township, you do have a political entity. Let me stress that you can have 20 people and have a township. There is not, to my knowledge, and that may be the case in some states, but I don't know of any, but you don't have a number that is too small. The key is, as Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely pointed out earlier, the key is our mindset. And it's not, we are not lacking the leadership to take us into separation. We haven't lacked that since Master Fathered Muhammad came. What has been the struggle for our leaders is us, to pull us away from our emotional connection. But generally, when you have towns and townships, you're talking about generally it's, you have states and then you have counties, and you have a certain number of so-called towns or cities within these counties. But the difference is the political power or makeup. You've heard that phrase, all politics is local. And so the more personal and intimate the issue has on your daily life, the more local it is. For example, they've been outside our building the last few weeks digging it up. That's putting in curbs. That's the city of Chicago. Parking, for example, that's the city. And so when you talk about real estate, however, and taxes on real estate, that's the county. And it moves upward from that point. The most distant reality in truth on a daily basis from a person is the federal government. The reason the federal government is so hated and detested by so many white people is it has always taken the intervention of the federal government to enforce the basic rights of the former slave population, which is black people. Because when you get white people on a local level, they're going to live exactly the way they think, which is racist. And that is why I quoted on WVON this past Sunday from a great article in the Final Call newspaper, the northern counties of the state of California are petitioning the state legislature right now to break the state of California up into several states. And the white folks up on the border of Oregon said they want to be their own. In fact, they got a name, Jefferson. That's what they want the state to be named. And they said, one of the things they said is they don't want to be under, quote, urban control. What does that mean?
Come on.
See, urban is the late 20th century term for black people.
That's right.
You know, in the 70s and 80s, it was the inner city, the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Then in the 80s, it became urban. And so there's always some code term when it was out of vogue to just say niggers. They couldn't say that anymore and be respected around the world. So they came up with other terms. So I don't want to take up more time that callers are waiting to speak, but just keep in mind this basic thing. All it takes is committed people.
That's
all it takes. And when you say, look, we're handling our own business, and when you come in this area, this is called Crescent Heights, okay?
That's right.
And
that's
Crescent
right.
Heights, we have five police officers. That's enough. Our mayor is Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, okay?
Uh-oh, you're in trouble now.
The director of buildings is Terrence Muhammad, okay? The school board superintendent is Angelita Muhammad, okay? And we're paying taxes. It's right here. We're paying to ourselves. So we'll take care of our own sidewalks. Thank you very much. We will handle the education of our children. It's one of the things the white man said in the article. He said, I don't want the state involved in my children's education. And what he's saying is he doesn't want his agenda as a white man blended with the aspirations of black people.
That's right.
That's what he's saying. So thank you, beloved, so much for that call. But we're on this. Now we're going to go to 313.
Assalamu alaikum.
Elevated places. Wa alaikum salam.
Oh, this is Brother Akbar from Detroit. From Muhammad Miles, number one, I want to send the greetings to the family of Assalamu alaikum. It's kind of a question. I'm a rapper myself in the Nation of Islam, and, you know, I'm striving to get the word out to the people and the truth in a manner in which it can cause them to change their lives. So I heard the minister speak about it in the past. I wanted to know if any one of you could address the possibility or potential that some of these artists have to influence some of the younger people to change their lives through their music. It's me and my brother here, Brother Ibrahim, we both from the Nation of Islam, and Muhammad Miles, number one. I want to send the greetings on his behalf as well. If anybody could address that, I would appreciate that. And also, I want to add before. Also, I would love to have y'all come back to Detroit. Savers Day was in Detroit. It was awesome. I enjoyed the panel for the radio show that you did when you collaborated with Bob Malik. He's a very prominent brother here. I want y'all to come back because the youth is under attack as we speak right here in the city of Detroit. I don't have time to get all into it, but if y'all could address that, I would greatly appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much.
So, yes,
right,
I'm going to go ahead and jump on this one.
Yes, sir, please. That's your area, too.
You know, so I would go first with Scripture. And John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I always start that out with that because the Word has power in it. So you have to always make sure as an artist what are the words that you're gearing to speak. My particular job, Hip Hop Caucus, we're doing an album on the climate, on dealing with climate change, and we enlisted Common, Neo, Tank, even Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, to talk about the climate change, to get people of color involved in that movement. So we're using the culture to get people involved. I think one of the things that has to be known is that, yeah, a lot of artists, some artists do know that they have a responsibility, and some artists are not worried about the responsibility. They are getting money. What I would ask you to do, or those that are in the quote-unquote conscious area, just don't make your music so conscious that nobody wants to hear it, meaning that, you know, conscious music doesn't mean it's good music. Black music don't make it good music. If you can't sing, you can't sing. I don't care if you're singing gospel or not. Whatever you do, make quality music, and people will love it. Jay Electronica is an example of an artist that people love, and he has teachings all laced in it. We can look at the brand new, we can look at Poor Righteous Teacher that produce good records that people love, and you have to keep pushing that. Make good music. If you make good music, people will buy the music. If you have good production in your music, Jasiri X is one of our own, and Jasiri is never not speaking somewhere or performing somewhere across the country and literally across the world because of his talent and his skill. So I would say keep pushing to make good music, good production. Learn your craft. Learn your art. Don't just learn how to rap. Learn the engineering process, the video process, the marketing process, a whole stage show process to make yourself a better quality. And then learn about what the people need. So when you learn about what they need, then you'll be able to write lyrics that will speak to that condition and speak to them. The other piece of that is that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he understands the power of hip-hop, and he understands, and if you remember, when he did the town hall, I think January 2013, and he was interviewed by Brother Ashad, he talked about, and Nairobi Selah has a song out, Hookless 2, and she has the minister in that clip at the beginning, and he said that the artists are being used in this game that these executives are using hip-hop artists.
So, Minister Farrakhan, there's a responsibility, a personal responsibility for the artist, but there's a greater responsibility on these industry and these record labels that are paying them and allowing this kind of music to go out, and they're actually promoting and they're actually seeking artists that will perpetuate death and killing in our community. So we have to listen to Minister Farrakhan to understand what's going on with our artists. They've been bought out, and they've been made to speak a certain language and rap a certain thing for their own social engineering so it can finally help to kill us. So if you have conscious music, keep producing that, make it, and put it out there, and the people will get it.
That's right. Have a good response.
Right.
We're going to go to 202 area code. Get that mic open. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ava, my beloved Sister Ava. This is Sister Joella calling in. How are you this evening?
Oh, fine, beloved. How are you?
Oh, praises due to Allah, Dr. Ridgely, and Brother Terrence. Just glad to hear your voices. Alaikum salam. And I'm not going to stay long. I just wanted to say it's such an excellent discussion regarding, again, the meaning of our separating, because again, we are learning about integration and how that was made and how we are still beginning to, you know, think that that is the end all. But Dr. Ridgely said something earlier, and that is the fact that we don't want to work. We can get land, but it is very difficult when time comes for people to really work. So I think that we need to continue to promote that because this is serious. And the minister wants us to take advantage of this economic blueprint and try to get something for ourselves. So I'll let you go on. Thank you so much. And please have a beautiful time in Atlanta, Sister Ava.
I'm looking forward. Thank you so much, beloved. And, you know, to Sister Joella's point, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, make all men and boys join the FOI. You know, and just dovetailing off of what Brother Terrence just said about music and facing, first of all, the reality of what you're able to do, and then making sure that it's conscious. Just make sure it reflects you, but also make it pleasing.
That's right.
These clusters of black males that are on corners in townships, towns, cities, villages all over America. This is the answer to all of the violence, to engage our young men in nation building.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
If the police can crawl around in our neighborhoods like crocodile and snatch our brothers up off the street, why can't we snatch them up off the street? Why can't we roll up on them and say, you know what? You are coming with me, with us. We're out here about 4 miles away clearing an area and leveling an area. We're building some homes. We're over here, out here in this rural area, growing some food. And you are going to come out here and help us do it. We have allowed this devil to alienate us from our own children. And it's only been the last 30 years or so, because I know you know, Dr. Ridgely, we were coming up, that's how adults dealt with us, okay?
That's right.
This is what you're going to do.
That's right.
And it never crossed our mind all the way to adulthood to challenge the authority of our parents and grandparents. Why? Because they showed us by example in how they lived that they were running things, whether it was in the kitchen, the garden, the workplace,
that's
whatever.
Right.
And these were people living in segregation.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem is we're hypocrites. We're sitting up watching reality shows in front of a flat screen and trying to get a job via email when we need to be up and out and demonstrating to them that we are honest and truthful, that we are who we say we are. And if we are out here working, they will follow us in that work. So I'm just grateful that Sister raised that point and took us back to where you are, Dr. Ridgely. We have become soft. We have become lovers of the idle life. And at the end of the day, going all the way back to the first caller, the issue is not the white man at this point. Let's say this white man, Allah is keeping this white man so busy trying to survive, okay, that he doesn't. He barely has time for us. We're going to go now to, I think we're back to the 225. Then we're going to do 901 again, a different 901, but we're going to do 225 right now, and I think that's Louisiana. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Wa alaikum salam. How you doing? Peace and love.
All right. Brother Louis. Perfect.
Ali.
It's so good to hear y'all. You know,
Mr. Separation.
Really,
all right.
This show is actually therapy for a lot of us, you know. And when you mention Crescent Heights, put the old country boy Louis Ali down to do the sidewalks when you.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God, that's what I'm talking about.
But I wanted to see if I could. One, it's clear that so many of our people, even in the house, Sister Ava, don't quite understand separation. And that's why what you're doing with creating a platform for deliberative dialogue to teach and educate and help us learn the language on how to articulate the idea and then put that idea in the pool of ideas so that our people can grasp it is so important. And so you need an even bigger platform, and anything that we could do to help facilitate that, we all should join together and do it, because that idea has to get out there and has to go really, really fast. And Brother Terrence,
yes,
and Dr. Ridgely, you know what I'm talking about. You mentioned earlier about California having a petition, Northern California, because they want to rule themselves. They want to take responsibility.
That's right.
For themselves, and so do we. But what we're finding is, and the minister said during the time and what must be done, that confession must be open. So you can't hide and just talk about separation among one another, and then when you get in the public, you're afraid to mention it.
That's
so I really have two questions. One, when Ray Rice's wife was struck, had she listened to Beyonce's song Drunken in Love? And was that any kind of factor? Okay, and that's the first question. The second question is probably for Dr. Ridgely, but also for y'all. I'm noticing that they're starting to put all of these racial issues out front, and they seem like they're trying to get us to the street, but they're not saying that much about the demise of the petrodollar and this BRICS. And now Germany is talking about joining that. And I'd just like to hear y'all's comments on it, but love the show. Just one quick final thing. For those of us who believe in separation and we know what the integrationists are doing and have done, we really need to stop this nonsense. We know the integrationists assimilate white people. We need to stop assimilating the integrationists. We don't have to be ashamed of separation when we're with them. But Sister Ava, you teaching us. Thank you so much for all that you're doing to help us, Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence also. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you for your dedication to the mission, Brother Louis.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Well,
let's see. Yes, sir. Go right ahead, and then I'm going to go to 901.
Okay.
Again, different 901.
You can deal with Ray Rice,
okay,
the drummer thing, but...
I do need to deal with that. Yes.
Right. I'm glad he brought up the BRICS thing. That's Brazil, Russia, Iran, and China are breaking away from the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and setting up their own development fund. And now Germany has joined with them. And so they're going to take the world off the petrodollar, which is based on, you know, America. And now America and Israel have got to get a scapegoat and get people fighting over one another. So if that's the reason for the fall, instead of accepting the reason for the fall, is that the rest of the world is pulling out of the dollar. So America is going to fall, is falling, because the rest of the world is tired of her and is pulling out the dollar. So she wants to start a race war to give that as the excuse as to why America failed and to put it on us.
Right.
So we had to fall for Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, not fall for this trick of them trying to bait us into a race war. We're the Nation of Islam. We let God do our fighting for us. We just go and do something for ourselves, separate, leave those people alone. And I got to say this one thing. This before, you know, if we separate, it's going to be hard for us to separate from white folks, because we were out here in these woods by ourselves at the farm, and white folks is buying property all around us. I mean, I don't understand it. We black mooses, but yet they trying to move around us, and black folks, they still scared to come. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right.
Yes, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You know, they see the light.
That's right.
That's why they want to get around the Muslims. They want to be saved. They want to live. But, you know, to the Brother Lewis's point about Ray Rice, we'll have to spend more time on this. I'm definitely going to talk about this topic in Atlanta. But I want to say something about the NFL, okay?
Yeah, I want to go back right behind you.
All right, yes, sir. Because, you know, Brother Terrence, we can't forget we had a discussion about the NBA not
right.
too long ago, and so much is going on. It's very, very difficult to keep things tight, and this is why the time and what must be done is so critical to our intellectual growth and our reasoning processes, so we can put everything, fold it into its proper place and keep it moving. But I just want to point out that this brutal act that we witnessed on video. Now, remember, Allah says in the Holy Quran, if it is under a rock, I will bring it forth. And so what Allah has done is brought up into the light something atrocious that is going on in the NFL, in the sports world, the entertainment world, and in homes all across America, and that is domestic violence. But we know that domestic violence is an effect. It is not a cause. It is the result
right.
of something. And, of course, Allah let us see an act so horrific that we couldn't turn away from it. Any civilized person found that video jaw-dropping. It was unbelievable. But I want to say this about Mr. Goodell, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, who made $44 million last year in salary and, as one writer said, carries himself like a head of state. The NFL generates over $1 billion each and every year. It's the most powerful sports in the industry, in athletics. The richest and most powerful of all the professional sports is the NFL. But I just wanted to bring to our attention, and as far as this young sister, I believe Lewis raised a good point. Clearly affected by culture. Okay, clearly both the male and the female are outside of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which means we're outside of the will of Allah. But I want to say this, that what you're looking at is another plantation, like the NBA. You are looking at black males who are commodities, who are product, who are inventory, who are like so many racehorses or fighter dogs. And in the NFL,
right.
you are taught to kill. Your reptilian brain is on green light 24/7, okay? And so you make these men operate on the reptilian level, and just like they had us pick cotton until we dropped dead, that's what's happening in the NFL. We already know they were exposed for all this brain damage.
Right.
Okay, well, brain damage, that's a process of deterioration.
Right.
Don't think that it starts when somebody's 40 years old. And these brothers are being pounded every week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
at the game. That's not the practice. And mind
that's
you,
right.
a lot of these brothers in the NFL, they've been playing football for years. okay?
Right.
And so it's just that when they get up in the NFL, I mean, they are taking it. Now it literally is on steroids. But I want you to look at how the white man will turn his head away for a dollar. What does he care about a black woman having her brains knocked out? Okay? So I just want to read this from one of the news articles. The Associated Press is reporting that 5 months ago, a law enforcement official sent the NFL the security video of Ray Rice punching his then-fiance inside a casino elevator in Atlantic City. In a CBS Morning interview that aired Wednesday, Goodell insisted that no one in his office had seen that video from the February incident. However, the law enforcement official that sent the NFL the entire video played a voicemail from a league office number. He played the voicemail for the Associated Press, and on the voicemail, a woman, because, see, she's calling the law enforcement office back, right? She leaves a voicemail thanking him for the video, and then she says, quote, "You're right. This is terrible." That is more, the article says, than proof of delivery. It appears to be proof that at least one person at the NFL watched Rice knocking out his wife, Janae Palmer, with one punch. It's impossible, the writer said, to believe that this video did not make its way up the organizational flow chart. It is impossible to believe that Goodell didn't see it, given the very public nature of the case. On Monday, the TMZ released the video of Rice slugging his wife, then fiance. All of a sudden now the NFL has located its outrage. The Baltimore Ravens have waived Ray Rice and the league has suspended him indefinitely. Question, you needed the video to understand that he assaulted her? So that's all I wanted to say on that point for right now. Brother Terrence.
And that's the point, you know, and that's the point that I wanted to bring in. We definitely know, Sister Ava, that no hot nation can rise no higher than his woman. We do not believe that any man should lay his hand on any woman. And what my mind went before I even, the report that you heard, before I even heard that, I went back to the issue of Jay Electronica when the minister issued a statement. He said he did not condone Jay Electronica wearing that uniform, but he was dealing with the self-righteous hypocrites that criticized him in the sense of we don't stop those that need to discuss domestic violence. Yes, speak on that. But we're not dealing with the NFL and the Ravens as though they're the righteous ones and they're so holy and righteous that they were really concerned about him or concerned about her. As you just said, that they knew. And, you know, so they knew he did something. The Ravens knew he did something. So they said, we're going to suspend you for two games. We knew and we know. And I'm saying that the NFL, billion-dollar industry, you couldn't get a videotape. You didn't know what was going on.
Come on.
But it was only when, and this, like I said, before I even knew about that, and I heard about that, but I said, y'all didn't know? Y'all knew, but you knew that you wanted more money. You wanted that slave to make more money for you. But
that's
once
right.
the PR went out there, then y'all brought in a scandal, Olivia Pope. And Olivia Pope would have said, we distancing ourselves. We didn't have no knowledge of that, so we are firing you. You dropped from the Ravens, and we're suspending you indefinitely because the PR had to come in immediately to make sure that they had their hands washed of that, and that now all the focus is pushed on the domestic dispute and the NFL and the Ravens just get off scot-free as though they didn't do anything. They didn't perpetuate this. They didn't allow this because they was more concerned about their bottom line and their money than the domestic violence that took place. And that's what
always.
I wanted to make sure that we caught that, because they always are using us as tools and slaves. And until they can use us up,
they will use us as long as they can.
That's right. And that's why there's all this regret, because it's the loss of profit that they are facing over this. And you're right, it's scandal. That's exactly what it is. And there's so much depth and layers to this thing. But I do want to get a few more calls in, because we have such wonderful loyal callers. And we have someone, 910. They've been holding an extremely long time.
North Carolina.
All right, 910, Waalaikum Salaam.
How are you doing, family? And I'm so
wonderful.
Proud of you, Sister Ava, with your new book, and I'm looking forward to purchasing it. And I'm trying my best to see if I can make it to Hotlanta, but nonetheless, I'll get your book. And prayers are sent out for your safe travel. And I just want to give you a heads up on your show on Sunday on WVON. There's been some problems with that iHeart, at least here in Coastal Carolina. It's been difficult to listen to WVON, so I hope they get that corrected.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you told me that.
Also therapeutic for myself. And I also want to mention Dr. Ridgely said something about work. And what is so interesting, I think my family once had an additional 150 acres in Texas. And it's really, people need to know, it's not 50 states. There's four commonwealths and one republic, and that is the Republic of Texas, that has its own energy grid. Okay, you do the subtraction, it's not 50.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but back to that, no one wanted to go back to Texas for that acreage, so because of taxes or whatever, it's gone. But we still have our 40 acres. We don't have the mule. It's long gone. But I was fortunate enough that the family did will me, because they know I was going to keep that acreage in our family. But when you mention work, prior to this conversation, I mentioned to my husband, which I will now say the four H's instead of the three, four-letter words, hell, help, hope, and now I will say haul. We need to start hauling off and starting to work. And that is so difficult, because we can do a lot of lip service, but and not really wanting to be productive citizens, because it's an all-out war. They don't care about us. And especially when I heard about these women senators all going talking about domestic violence. Now, they didn't say anything about our children being violated throughout the United States with the police and in Congress, all the sessions with their abbreviated work schedule of really 3 days a week. I wish a lot of us only had a 3 day out of a 7 day work period, because they're always, you know, campaigning to stay with their jobs. And a lot of us will give them their jobs back, because we don't vote against them or don't see that they stay in power. The NFL has always stood for not for long, okay? And how they have addressed this thing about Sister Janae, I think is very unfortunate. And I agree, they don't care about their family. And they have even brought up conversations about OJ. And in Toronto, Canada, they mentioned, the brother who, the boxer in the Indiana thing, I can't even think of him with the scarring, the tattoo on his face. They're mentioning all these gladiators, and I think these gladiators need to wake up, and their mothers who promote them in these little peewee league, that they're willing to have their children's head busted in, but it's hard to find them in a library teaching their children. So
Mike Tyson. Don't apologize.
Okay, but this is all that's mentioned, and I think we really need to wake up. So I just wanted your feelings on that. And as far as – oh, I also wanted to mention that one of my family members in Louisiana said the final call newspaper a week ago talking about the Ferguson was the most insightful paper she's read in years, reading The Final Call, mentioning
yes,
that even women and have been harassed, not
That's
only
right.
just
That's
that.
Right.
So I just yes. wanted to mention that to the
that.
Panel.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that call. And I'm going to get to the 901 call. We're down to about 5 minutes.
And Sister Ava, before you turn on that, I just want to make sure that you have time at the end of the show to remind everybody where you'll be this Sunday and
oh, yes,
Saturday
sir.
And
yes,
also how to get the book. I don't want you to forget
oh,
that.
Oh, I'll do that right now. AvaMuhammad.net, AvaMuhammad.net, all small letters, naturally beautiful. And I will be at Mosque Number 15, Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday at 3, women only, Sunday at 11, mosque meeting. And that's Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for that, Brother Terrence. 901, welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ava.
Wa alaikum salam. All right, hit the jackpot.
Yeah, Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely. Dr. Ridgely, you've done it again. You hit on the word, work. Our people are sitting waiting on a Christmas gift, and that's not happening. I'm not going to recite any of my words. I want to recite the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I'll make it quick. And he's talking about work. A Muslim is nothing. He, she is nothing. He, she is nothing. He, she can achieve nothing, fulfill nothing without working. If you're poor, work. If you're rich, continue working. If you're burdened for seemingly unfair responsibilities, work. If you are happy, keep right on working. Idleness gives room for doubt and fears. If disappointment comes, work. If your health is threatened, work. If faith is shaken, work. If dreams are shattered and hope seems dead, work. Work as if you're in apparel. No matter what ails you, work. Work faithfully with your faith. Work for your mosque. Work for your own. Work is the greatest remedy available for mental and physical afflictions. That case is closed. Thank you, Dr. Rizzo. And thank you, Dr. Eagle, for letting me share that.
Absolutely perfect. You know,
absolutely
make
perfect.
Look. I can't get out of my mind when you all with you all talking about all and the callers as well about actual moving out on separation, gathering up these brothers. And you know, the minister's the only black leader. He's the only black leader, period, but he's the only black leader who has sat down with our children.
That's
called
right.
our children in, you know, not
right.
talk to them from a TV or radio studio.
That's right.
And
That's
scream
right.
at them from the white man's house to stop looting, which is such an outrage. Or just grab on for, you know, this tragedy with this couple, Ray Rice and his wife, who are both victims of a racist, sexist society, you know, and it's an example. I'm afraid to think of how, you know, they have a young child together too, and so it frightens me the contempt that was displayed, because as the minister has said, we've been with these people so long, we emulate them, so we treat
that's
each
right.
other like they treat us. That's all this is, plain and simple. Only
that's
a solution.
Right.
And the best solution is separation. So thank you, Dr. Ridgely. Thank you, Brother Terrence. Thank you, callers, so much. And I love that Brother Dr. Salam read those words. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad just brings it. He shuts it down. You know, when he speaks on a subject, there's just nothing else to say. So I look
right.
forward to being in Atlanta this weekend, Saturday. Women only, and Sunday mosque meeting. All both of those events at Mosque Number 15, Southern Regional Headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. Visit avamuhammad.net so that you can get your copy of Naturally Beautiful and then tell me what you think. And I know the people that call this show have no hesitation of saying what they think. So may Allah bless all of us with love and the light of understanding as I leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.